You're listening to SBS News.
When Novak Djokovic was detained at the Park Hotel in Melbourne, the plight of the refugees and asylum seekers inside received international attention. Trish Moran from the refugee lobby group, the Tassie Nanners, decided it was time to act, approaching the deputy mayor to introduce a motion to council.
Well, various councils in Melbourne had passed motions seeking the release of refugees from detention in places like the Park Hotel. And the Tassie Nanners, that's what we campaign for. We want the refugees settled here in Australia. They're our responsibility. They came seeking our help. They have committed no crime, and yet for 9 years they've been locked up, or some of them have been living in the community, but under very restricted circumstances and with very short visas, that they could be kicked out of the country at any time. Such short visas that they would be could be kicked out of the country at any time.
It was a narrow decision, with one councillor, Simon Barakas, questioning the council's right to get involved in federal immigration matters.
We have, you know, once again, motions coming up on issues in which this council has no business interjecting themselves into. I'm not even going to touch on the pros and cons of the issue. I think these aren't the issues that we paid to debate. These aren't the issues that we paid to address. These aren't the issues that we were elected by the public and the ratepayers and residents of Hobart to get into.
It actually is completely our job to make decisions.
Sorry, Councillor Fox.
But the Deputy Mayor, Helen Burnett, says the Park Hotel refugees are a community concern.
I think we have a responsibility to represent the concerns of our community. I was approached by a group of women called the Tassie Nanners, who've been advocating on behalf of refugees and wanting the release of them from detention for many years. And I thought it was only fitting for me to have this represented at council. So it was really a matter of representing their concerns, but it's bigger than that. You know, Hobart and Tasmania have been welcoming refugees over many years.
Patrick O'Connor from the Tasmanian Refugee Legal Service says local government actions like this can help make a difference.
But the minister will weigh up a number of factors, and one of them may be the financial cost to the community. So by the Hobart City Council coming out and saying that they will support the resettlement of these refugees, that can help in that particular barrier around resettlement. The minister will still weigh up a number of other factors, and in the end it is the minister's decision. But those type of community support and letters of support from the local government can have some effect in the minister's decision whether to release these cases from detention.
Trish Moran says the Tassie Nanners are heartened by the support shown by the council. The council will now write to the Immigration Minister and work with community groups to advocate for the men in Park Hotel. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.